Trump was right, Biden was wrong, since, says CNN Jake Tapper. What?
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.
Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. PoliticalBombShow.com, RayDog.com. Show your love and support there. Help us grow so I can upgrade this 1916 equipment I got here. PoliticalBombShow.com. The headlines blew me away. I have not read the story. But Jake Tapper says, CNN Jake Tapper, that is, Trump was right, Biden was wrong. Apparently hell is freezing over. Let's face it, CNN is not exactly objective news agency. No, they're not. We saw some attempts when Chris Litz, however you want to pronounce that, was in charge to make noises about being objective. But then he got the boot, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, Chris. Don't you hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. And I don't think they'll be convincing anyone anytime soon that they've changed. That's why when they have moments of lunacy where they're finally forced to admit a little truth, it's noteworthy and often funny. There was one of those moments on Friday when hell was starting to freeze over. Jake Tapper, who I think hates former President Donald J. Trump, with the passion of a thousand suns, was forced to admit Trump was right. What was he right about? Come on, let's get to it, get to it. Tapper was part of the panel, or a panel talking about Biden family scandal. He pointed to a Washington Post story about Hunter Biden admitting in court that he made $2.4 million in income in 2017 and $2.2 million in income in 2018, most of which came from Chinese or Ukraine interests. And if you want to see, there's a clip posted on X from Real Mac Report. I'm not going to play it. This directly goes against what Joe Biden said in the debate in 2020 with Donald Trump, Tapper said. Or Tapper, however you want to pronounce that. He then ran a clip of what Biden said during the debate when Biden denied that Hunter had made any money in China. Trump nailed him good, refuting that. He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow, and various other places, as Biden falsely ranted. That is simply not true. Tapper admitted Trump was right. I mean, he did make a fortune from China, and Joe Biden was wrong. I don't know that he was lying about it. He might have been told by Hunter, but this blind spot is a problem. Andy Levin, a Democrat on the panel, pushed the Democratic talking point that there was nothing to connect Joe Biden, which anyone following along knows is nonsense, of course. Welcome to reality. Jake Tapper We've just been saying this since 2019. We've been laying out a mountain of stories about Hunter Biden's foreign dealings and Joe Biden's various connections. The truth was there to be had if you act like journalists in 2020 doing the debate when Joe Biden was pushing that falsehood. Talk about a blind spot. CNN didn't want to address the questions about Biden. Even now, as Taper Tapper makes these admissions, he doesn't quite go all the way, of course not, saying that he doesn't know if Joe Biden was lying about it. Of course he was. You know fully well he was lying. So there's that thing about being a journalist again. CNN or Taper Tapper could talk with Tony Boblinski and ask him about Sinohawk, the young Chinese connected company the Bidens had been trying to form from the infamous 10% for the big guy. For the big guy. 10% for the big guy. Who's the big guy, huh? Who is the big guy? Tell me who the big guy is. I want to know. We already know. There's no need to pretend like you don't know who the big guy is. You know fully well who the big guy is. Anyway, please do share, like, and come on over to this side. No, you can do what you want. I just present the stories and you can decide for yourself. Like, share, subscribe. Go to politicalbombshow.com to support us, or raydog.com to support us. And I will see you in the next one.